You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. They took a victory lap last night at the Breslin in front of happy, screaming fans. Today, the Michigan State Spartans are hard at work preparing for the Final Four. Tom Izzo's eighth trip to the Final Four in his 24 seasons at Michigan State University. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon is here. What adjectives come to mind for you when you to describe that win over Duke?
Phenomenal, inspiring, gutty. Honestly, they had no business winning on paper because they've got two stars out, basically. Nick Ward is off the bench. Langford is still out of the lineup. Cassius Winston, their star, the star point guard. The NBA doesn't like him because he's too small, not quick enough, doesn't jump high enough, athletic enough, blah, blah, blah. And on the other side, of course, you got Zion Williamson, who's Mr. Everything and one of the best college players to come down the pike in years. That's what the word is.
Yeah.
And he's massive, fast, everything. And the little man did the job.
Well, it's interesting as you listen to national media that may not have been paying that much attention to this team out of East Lansing, Michigan. And the comment I heard from a lot of the national sports media is there may be better point guards in college basketball than Cassius Winston, but there's no better leader. How did we see that leadership in play?
Calm, cool, and collected. First of all, he's one of the smartest point guards I have ever seen. He reads a play like no other, and you can coach that to a point, only to a point. So he's a smart guy. You can tell, by the way, that when he's on the court, everyone on that court is responding to him. In other words, he's basically the coach. They don't want to do the wrong thing. They do the right thing for him. He finds them, and he's utterly unselfish. If the shot is his, he's fearless, and he'll take it. If it's not his, he'll find the other guy, and he'll take the shot. So I've never seen better court management on offense. Defense, he's working on. He's getting better. He's not a star defender. But
the calmness is something, isn't it? Somebody tweeted very early on in the game that Winston looks like he's playing Iowa on a Thursday night in February.
About right. The eyes are like three quarters open throughout the game, just breathing, staying cool. And in a game like this, you're playing Duke. Duke might be the best team in the country.
Certainly overall number one seed.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the word, of course. And you got the big man and so on. They're looking good.
Yeah.
That game was back and forth all night. All night. I don't know how many lead changes, but a ton of them. If you are faint of heart, and if you're going to run scared, that's a great time to do it. And his teammates fed off Cassius Winston. If he was calm, I'll be calm.
What do you want to say about Xavier Tillman?
He's a close number two on that team. I think Cassius had 20 points last night, then Tillman at 19. They're down by 1 point there at the very end, and Tillman cranks up a three-pointer. You don't need a three-pointer, and he cranks one up and drops it. That's a man's shot right there.
I have to tell you, I was flying back from New York City, and thank you, Delta. We had an entertainment center with live stream TV, and you could just see the game was on all up and down on the backs of seats, and that three-pointer, the whole plane screamed. We were coming into Detroit, coming into land. It's the final few seconds. I think everybody's like, please taxi for a long time. It was back and forth. You could hear clapping. And it's interesting to kind of share that with people who would not even be cheering for Michigan State. But it's the Big Ten. It's a Michigan team. Hooray.
I love those stories because you'll remember where you are that moment forever, more so than if you're at the game or in a bar, frankly.
Absolutely. And I will say when they got on and said, all right, we've now landed, and you're welcome for the long taxi. So we were able to do that. So this is quite a moment for Tom Izzo because until yesterday he was 1-11 against Mike Kay of Duke. What's that mean to him?
Everything. And I did not talk to Coach Izzo last night, but I talked to his right-hand man, Dave Pruder, his longtime 30-plus year equipment manager. And I've talked to Tom through this process.
Sure.
This might be his favorite team. It's not his best team. The last 3 years were better, frankly. But it might be his favorite team because this team is gutsy as all get out, and they're getting more out of this team than, frankly, they have a right to.
And so it's off to Minneapolis for the Final Four on Saturday night. Spartans are going to face Texas Tech, the team that blew out Michigan. And so what did we learn in that blowout?
Those boys play defense. Those boys played. Michigan had 44 points in this game, the lowest all season by far. It was mainly Texas Tech's defense. It must also be said, however, that Michigan shot 0 for 18 until the very end from three-point land, which is their specialty. A lot of that's defense, but not all of it's defense. And if you're going to have a rotten night shooting, it's a bad night to have one. So nobody can play that cold and expect to win.
So what do the Spartans need to do to stop Jarrett Culver?
Keep doing what you're doing and stay on them. They do shift very well.
Okay.
They help each other out on defense. In other words, it's not just man-to-man. They're very good at helping each other out. You're going to have to do that. But what you really need, honestly, if I'm Michigan State, I'm less worried about that than I am about scoring points against Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. In other words, just keep your offense going, stay calm, find your shot, don't panic. Basically what you did against Duke, stay cool because you're not going to get all your shots you're going to want to get against Texas Tech.
So kind of in a sense, we were all saying, how are they going to do against Zion Williamson and Duke? You've got Jarrett Culver and you've got the Red
Raiders.
Harder.
This is not harder.
And Michigan State is favored.
Yes.
They are.
That might be the hard part. It's fun to attack the castle. It's harder to defend it.
There you go. So we look at the Final Four. You think Virginia against Auburn, MSU, Texas Tech. Who is your pick to go on to the championship game on that Monday night?
Probably Virginia. They're one of the top teams out there, of course. But Auburn is playing inspired basketball, and Virginia has had some close calls. So not a given, but I'll take Virginia the favorite. And the other game, of course, I'll take Michigan State over Texas Tech. I just think they're playing too good right now. And momentum counts for so much in college sports. They're 20 years old, mm-hmm. emotions matter, and they've got them all on their side.
And I have to say, through every game I've watched through March Madness, I want to go out and hug those crying boys at the end. Whatever team loses, I don't care. I just want to go out and give them a mom hug. It's tough to see.
It is tough to see, but it's why we watch also.
Yes.
Not to see somebody cry, obviously.
No,
but in
it
the
matters.
NBA, in the NBA, it's a job. I'm sorry. And you lose the game, you know what? You're a millionaire. Here, if you lose the game, you lost the game. And it's the end of your career in many cases.
Yeah.
And the emotion is real. We care because they care.
There you go. Michigan Radio Sports Commentator, John Hugh Bacon. Thanks, John.
Thank you.